Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
U.S. Congress, two wars, war in Europe, war in the Middle East. And what is to be done with the arsenal of democracy that on occasion we're told is either depleted or could be momentarily? I welcome Josh Rogan, Global Opinions for The Washington Post, writing about how the U.S. Congress at this point in disarray can and will face this issue of funding both Ukraine and Israel over these next days. Funding or resupplying, they can look similar. So I'm going to stop here and say, Josh, a very good evening to you. Mr. McConnell, the minority leader in the Senate, recommends putting the needs of both countries under attack together. Is that practical for the Republicans in the House that are in disarray, for the Democrats that are in majority in the Senate? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Well, I don't know what's practical, but right now what the Congress and the administration are dealing with is what's even possible. By mid-November, the government will run out of funding. Before that, Ukraine will run out of American aid. And also around that time, Israel will need an injection of military funding and military aid. And if you put all those three things together, that's a lot of things for Congress to do. And Congress can only start after they've chosen a speaker of the House, after the Republicans have chosen a speaker of the House. So in this state of dysfunction and chaos, the big bright idea of the Biden administration, along with Senators McConnell and Senator Schumer, is to put it all together into one big funding bill. Let's say $6 billion for Israel, $60 billion for Ukraine. Let's say another $6 billion for Taiwan. Why not? $6 billion for the border. And this is meant to be the last sort of bite at the emergency funding apple, because what's happening inside the Republican caucus is that there's a bitter fight over Ukraine aid, and a majority of Republicans may not support it anymore in the House. And this might be the only way to get that Ukraine aid through, is to attach it to the thing that Republicans of all stripes won't want to vote against, namely aid to Israel. So it's kind of a bank shot. It's kind of a Rube Goldberg legislative gambit, because it might end up not actually being brought to the floor if Jim Jordan is the speaker. But nevertheless, these are the types of things that supporters of Ukraine aid are reaching for at this moment. And I think their basic argument, which is an argument that I happen to agree with, is that these wars are linked, that the authoritarian leaders who started these two wars in Moscow and Tehran are friends, and that they're working together, along with Hamas, by the way, and China and North Korea. And so to fund one and not the other would be counterproductive. And I think there's a majority of Democrats and Republicans, if you put them together, who agree with that. But there's a big chunk of Republicans who don't.
Midweek, Mr. Putin was quoted out of Moscow to be on a call or a conference with Mr. Erdogan of Turkey. And one of the remarks that came out of that exchange was that Mr. Erdogan and Mr. Putin offered themselves as arbiters in the Middle East conflict. At first, I didn't know whether I could follow this reasoning, but then Mr. Putin mocked the U.S. for deploying a carrier strike force to the eastern Mediterranean. I believe there's another one there to support operations in the north. And said, what are they going to do, bomb Lebanon? Your case that this is the same war, I take it, is Mr. Putin's case. He sees it as the same war. He has a military unit in Syria. He has long ties to Beirut. He has every reason to believe that the U.S. is going to be overtaxed by the war in the Middle East and the war in Ukraine. This looks like it serves his purpose. Is that sufficient motive for the Republicans to focus on this, for the Congress to pass the package you proposed?
Right. Well, you're exactly right. Not only does it help Russia, there's a lot of evidence that Russia is helping Hamas directly. Putin has had a long relationship with Hamas leaders going back decades. As you mentioned, Putin and the Iranian mullahs are partners in Syria, and they supply Hezbollah through that partnership. And that's the second front in the war may be coming very, very soon. And so they have a big role to play in that. And there's funding, and now there's a huge amount of propaganda. And what the Russians are putting out is that arms from Ukraine somehow ended up in Hamas's hands. And the Ukrainians are saying, well, that's because the Russians gave captured Ukrainian arms to Hamas. And there are allegations that Wagner mercenaries were training Hamas before this fight. So it seems very clear that, yes, Putin is right. All of these things are very deeply connected because he's connecting them. And that's why I think it makes a lot of sense for our response to be connected. But I don't expect that to convince any of the anti-Ukraine aid Republicans of anything. I don't think there's because a lot of their argument is frankly based on a lot of misinformation, and they're not arguing it based on any sort of strategic grounds other than they don't like Ukraine and they don't think America has any national interest there. And that's not they're not going to change their minds, in other words. So the idea here is to galvanize Democrats and Republicans who still believe that, you know, America has a responsibility to stand up for democracies in need and has a national interest in not seeing Russia win this war in Ukraine. To push this money through if they can. I'm not sure that they can. And as for mediation, I think it's pretty clear that, you know, Egypt's in a much better position. Qatar is in a much better position to deal with Hamas right now. And that, you know, nobody's asking for Vladimir Putin to step in, but he's mocking us. And he's very happy about the fact that we're tied down in another conflict because that gives him breathing room to increase his violence in Ukraine, which is exactly what he's done over the last week.
The isolationists in the Republican Party cannot be convinced, but there are people who want to learn, Josh. So I ask, the needs of Israel going forward, you write in your column, are very different than the needs of Ukraine. How so?
Right. Well, this is, some Republicans will say, well, we can't give the arms to Ukraine because they have to go to Taiwan. And now those same Republicans are going to say, well, we can't give the arms to Ukraine because they have to go to Israel. And the fact is that these are three different conflicts and three different circumstances, three different countries, three different parts of the world. And there is some overlap. You know, there's everybody needs bullets. Everybody needs artillery shells. But that's really where the similarity stops. And the Ukrainians are fighting a brutal sort of war of attrition that does not involve the things that the Israelis need, which are Iron Dome missiles and bombs from airplanes. Ukrainians don't even have an air force. So what are so you can imagine a situation where the argument is made, well, we have to choose between one or the other. But I think what's important to know is that as far as the Ukrainians are concerned, and as far as the Israelis are concerned, neither of them believes that the other's war is totally useless. And, you know, as far as the Taiwanese are concerned, they think the worst thing that could happen for their security is for authoritarians to be able to stamp out democracies without anyone fighting back.
We have about 30 seconds, Josh. Does Congress get involved in reorganizing the industrial base to produce more weapons into the future? Is that a conversation? 30 seconds.
Right. We were late to the game, and now a year and a half into the Ukraine war, it's becoming clear that this is not going to stop anytime soon. In fact, things are going to get worse before they get better. So right now, the defense industrial base is rushing to adjust. It's a little bit late and a little bit short, but they're doing it, and it's going to have to continue because it looks like the wars in Israel and Ukraine are going to go on for quite a while.
Josh Rogan writes global opinions for The Washington Post. Two wars, the same enemies, the Axis. I'm John Batchelor.
Hello. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Cyber Week deals at BJ's Wholesale Club are so great, we called in the North Pole's top IT expert to tell you about them.
Al, the IT elf here. This time of year, I'm asking everyone two things. Have you tried rebooting? And have you seen BJ's Cyber Week savings? Through December 7th, get a $20 digital coupon when you spend $200. Plus, through December 4th, get up to 40% off TVs, tech, and appliances. And like remembering your password, remember that these deals are only on BJ's.com or the BJ's app.
Visit BJ's.com/Cyber Week for holiday savings.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.